today is May 18th, 2024, and today we have the Queen of Swords reversed. Yes, in the reverse, she can be a vicious gossip, all too eager and willing to spread lies and rumors. But the thing about gossip and rumor is that there is always more than one participant in the crime of misinformation, the one talking it and the one who is listening to it and believing it. Once again, I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt, but kings and queens are fully grown adults in the tarot, and this queen herself, were she in the upright, would agree that tough love is sometimes the only way to get our point across. This queen knows a lot about that. In the upright, this queen of air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, sits upon a throne of stone carved with angels and butterflies. She holds a high position. We can see in the corner a tiny blue river running downhill, and the thick bank of clouds is below her. Her head is above them, behind her clear blue sky. On her head is a crown of butterflies, symbolizing her air element, while draped from her shoulders, a long blue cape is decorated with clouds, symbolizing the water element. All queens hold the emotional element of water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, but this clear-headed queen, like her king, knows her position requires the head-over-heart approach. She holds her sword of truth upright in her right hand, but extends her left in a compassionate, forgiving, almost welcoming gesture. We know this queen has had a tough life. She is known as the Ice Queen, and like her king, is not one to show a lot of emotion. She is not one for public displays of affection, but her actions will speak louder than her words, and although her words can cut like a knife or her sword, she only speaks the truth. She does know suffering. This is known as the widow card, and she or he is often divorced or single. In the reverse, though, she is capable of doing a lot of damage. Misery loves company, and this bitter queen has been known to be a meddling mother-in-law or other family member. Her unsolicited critiques of you, your mate, your home, the way you raise your kids, and the way you live your own life are simply bitchy, even cruel. Best keep her out of your business. This queen in the reverse may simply be denying or suppressing her own emotions, not living or speaking her own truth. But this is her problem, not yours. Usually the first thing I want to say when I see the Queen of Knives in the reverse is, don't take it out on me.